News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington and Newcastle, Delaware this afternoon.
Joseph Biden now voting.
Poll worker helping President Biden navigate the way through the process. Cast his ballot.
This is your ballot. You can step right on over
here. Meanwhile, Michigan, one of the key up-for-grabs battleground states this election year. It went for Donald Trump in 2016, for Joe Biden in 2020. This year, it would appear to be a toss-up.
We are truly a 50-50 state.
That, according to political science professor Jenna Bednar at the University of Michigan.
And it's 50-50 in terms of Democrats and Republicans, but then even within those two parties, they're totally fragmented.
Donald Trump continues urging his supporters to fight.
As the campaign winds down, Trump has been winding up his rhetoric toward those he views as a threat.
They've done very bad things to this country. They are indeed the enemy from within, but this is who we're fighting.
That was the former president at his Madison Square Garden rally. In recent days, Trump has described some members of Congress, including former Speaker Nancy Pelosi, as the enemy within, and said they are worse than America's foreign adversaries. Greg Clugston, New York.
Meanwhile, with suspicions high that there could be election irregularities, some observers think the final results of next week's voting could actually come down to the lawyers.
More than 400 lawyers have been hired to draft legal memos in preparation for possible litigation, according to the Wall Street Journal, with thousands of pages already filed. About 10,000 lawyers are also at the ready in crucial swing states with more specific knowledge of each state's rules. So far, Republicans have been involved in 130 lawsuits in 26 states centered on election integrity issues to ensure that voter rolls are accurate. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Near the close on Wall Street, the Dow is up over 300 points. This is SRN News. Men are displacing women in sports.
According to a new report from the United Nations, women have lost nearly 900 medals to males competing against them under rules that accommodate transgender athletes. A growing number of female competitors are also suffering significant injuries while playing against men, especially in combat sports such as boxing. Several international sports governing bodies are beginning to place restrictions on men seeking to compete against women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has permanently blocked enforcement of Ohio's ban on virtually all abortions. Hamilton County Judge Christian Jenkins cited voters' approval last November of Issue 1. It created a right in the Ohio State Constitution for people to make it what it calls their own reproductive decisions. Issue 1 effectively undermines the state law, which had banned most abortions once cardiac activity is detected in the unborn child. This is SRN News. McDonald's says it will start selling quarter pounders again this week.
McDonald's says testing ruled out beef patties as the source of an E. coli outbreak tied to the quarter pounder. One person was killed and at least 75 others in 13 states were sickened. 22 of them had to be hospitalized. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration believes that slivered onions from a single supplier are the likely source of the contamination.
That is Donna Warder reporting. Boeing looking to raise $19 billion. In a new stock offering.
The company says it plans to use the proceeds for general corporate purposes, which may include paying down debt. Last week, Boeing factory workers voted to reject the company's latest contract offer and continue their six-week strike. It's halted production of some of Boeing's best-selling jetliners. Rich Thomason reporting.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.